Jalen Jacoby is brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven.
And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, though?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together with Jalen and Jacoby, what exactly is it that we do, sir?
We give the people what they want.
Weekend edition of Jalen and Jacoby. We always like giving you a dope pod to step to while you're doing your weekend chores, celebrating the 4th of July. We're going to touch on the Eastern Conference Finals, the Western Conference Finals in more depth, but I want to start the show with this, Mr. Rose. What's the July 4th plan? Like, what's the menu? Are you grilling? Where are you going to be? And what advice do you have for those gathering on July 4th over the weekend?
So I'm going to bring you guys behind the curtain, right? And this is what you get from Pod Exclusive.
Give it to us.
And that's my brother David Jacoby throwing me a lob, personally, professionally, psychologically, that he wants to give to the pod audience. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give the people what they want. This is what I'm going to be doing this weekend. I'm going to be at an undisclosed location.
Oh, I like it.
That it's going to be water for as far as I can see.
Toes out.
Toes out. Shirt off.
No shoes. No shoes all day. Like, no socks all day. From dusk till dawn, no socks.
In front of the grill as many times as possible, with as much smoke blowing in my face as possible, because I'm flipping ribs.
You're gonna need flipping two propane tanks. Get two propane tanks. Can't run out of the propane. Let me take the pod audience behind the curtain. Jalen, we spoke before the show today. He was like, "Dog, you gotta fly out just for one day, dog. You gotta fly out, acting like I have no plans. Like I can just hop on a plane and fly. Like I got no kids, no wife." He want me just to fly out. I'm like, in the undisclosed location. Like, that's not how this works, man. I got to plan like 3 months in advance. Got to get clearance from my wife. Got to send her a text. I send her a text and tell her to confirm on the text that she knows these are the plans. Can't just fly out. Sounds good, though, man. It sounds really good. I'm excited. You know what I'm excited for this 4th, dog? Remember last 4th of July? Last 4th of July was whack. It was the pandemic. I'm terrified of everything. There's no vaccine. Like, I'm scared. I'm scared to touch things. I'm scared to give people dap. Like, the last 4th of July was really upsetting and disappointing. And this 4th of July, people can safely get together, get vaccinated, watch the fireworks, have a little cookout, have some people over, and be safe and be outside.
And all I know is this. I'm going IG Live a couple of times this weekend.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm going IG Live a couple of times this weekend.
No, let me just tell you something. Let me tell you something, Jalen. Listen, let me explain to you something about the IG Live, okay? Just because there's no control room, there's no director, there's no producer, there's no conference call, there's no Zoom meeting, there's no B-roll, there's no graphics.
No edit.
Just because there's none of that doesn't mean that people aren't going to watch it and clip it and just sort of like hold you accountable for it, okay? Because you get real comfy on those IG Lives sometimes. You get real comfy on those IG Lives. I watch them. You know why I watch them? I don't watch them to see what you're going to say because I'm entertained. I watch them to see if I'm about to lose my job, dog. Just think about Quincy. Think about your nephew and your nieces when you're doing those IG Lives. Because I know once you get fired, they're not going to give me a promotion. You know what I mean? Like, all I have to do is say one thing on one of those IG Lives. And next thing you know, I'm hitting you up with a Venmo request. That's what I'm doing. Once you say the wrong thing on an IG Live, I'm definitely sending you a Venmo request for like $1 million. For real.
Oh, man. I got you, fam. I got you.
All right.
I got
be
us,
careful.
Dog. You know, we've been since day one, 10 toes down. Don't get fired. I remember we were doing this show on Periscope, on YouTube. And now it's only right that people see me doing it from an undisclosed location. Mm-hmm. I just want to show them the feet in the sand, dog. That's it. Just the feet in the sand. That's all.
That last IG Live, I watched damn near the whole thing because I was just terrified. You were so comfy. I was terrified. I wasn't watching it like having fun. I was watching it being scared.
I got you, man.
Because we have all wax and off wax conversations, and the IG Live is going to bleed into that gray area. You know what I mean? Like, you're still in that gray area in the IG Live.
Everybody
make sure you follow
Jalen
Versus Everybody on IG, because you never know what he's going to say. You never know when he's going to pop up. You're going to see me in the comments like, stop. Push the button. Stop.
Oh, man.
We got some sports
that
we have to address. Jalen Rose.
What up,
though? Let's talk about the Packers really quick. Because we all know that Aaron Rodgers, he's not going to retire today. By the time you listen to this, it's over the weekend. And he could retire today and, like, save himself some money or avoid some fines or something. Like, I don't think he's not going to do that. Only people on the Lions do that. Like, only superstars on the Lions straight up retire in the middle of their primes. You know? Like, you got to be wearing that blue and silver if you're just going to throw your whole career away. You know?
Barry Sanders, Megatron.
Megatron, yeah. Only superstars on the Lions just straight up retire for no reason.
And you know, oh, dog, I'm telling you, and please somebody correct me if I'm wrong.
You're probably wrong.
I believe Megatron's final game with us is when Aaron Rodgers threw that Hail Mary against us.
No, that wasn't the last game. I think that was the middle of the season. I remember exactly where I was.
Yeah, that right there. Well, it was my last game for him. Because when I saw his reaction, I was like, he done with us.
He said it's my
I was like, he done with us. I was like, he done with us.
I might have been at a location. I might have been at a place that ends in Hofbrau when I saw that happen.
Yes.
If you know, you know. Yes. Could have been Hofbrau'd out watching that one. So Jalen Anthony Rose, we have that. Aaron Rodgers obviously going through a very public contract dispute. However, they took care of Aaron Jones, friend of the show. Devontae Adams, he'd been flirting back and forth with Derek Carr, his former college quarterback. They're doing a little flirting about playing together and this and that. And he says that he expects to talk about a massive contract and the priorities. The Packers are trying to make that a priority. Jalen, the Packers went from two straight NFC championships to having one of the best running backs, one of the best wide receivers, the best quarterback, MVP, to now it seems like it's all kind of crumbling. Am I reading too much into this?
You're not reading too much into it, family. And here's why. Because he ain't talking about Derek Carr because he know Derek Carr going to be in Vegas the next 3 to 5 years because Derek Carr don't even know that. Mm-mm. The only thing he doing is letting the Packers know, I got options. That's all this is. And you know what one of his other options is going to be? Wherever Aaron Rodgers ends up at some point. So if I'm him, all I got to do is stay low and keep firing. Because here's the thing. This year, without Aaron Rodgers, stats going to suffer a little bit. Stats going to suffer a little bit. Putting it out there right now. You ain't going to have the same elite WR1 numbers without Aaron Rodgers on the center when it's Jordan Love.
Yo, you got Jordan Love as a quarterback, Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback. That changes where you get drafted in fantasy by like 100 picks.
Correct. Correct.
That changes where you get drafted in fantasy. Like you go.
Great example.
You just went from second round to fifth round real quick.
Great example.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen, before we move on, two things I want to mention. The Ultimate Fighter is back. The reality show that brings top MMA prospects together under one roof to compete for a UFC contract is on ESPN+. Featherweight champ Alexander Volkanovski and Brian Ortega coach fighters who have put their lives on hold for the chance to pursue their UFC dreams. Stream new episodes every Tuesday only on ESPN Plus. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com/UFC. And when you're done listening to Jalen Jacoby and you need more NBA playoff talk injected right into your ears, we've got you covered. Follow the Hoop Collective, the Woj Pod, and the Low Post all throughout the NBA Finals wherever you listen to your podcasts. I got something new. Juju Smith-Schuster. Famous for his on-field accolades. Also famous for TikTok dancing on the logos, and he's big on social media, and he's funny, and he just seems like a big personality out here. Devin Bush Jr., linebacker for the Steelers, was injured last year. One of the key reasons they didn't succeed the way that we expected them to. He said that grown men should not have TikTok on their phone. Knowing that Juju Smith-Schuster, his teammate, is a big TikTok guy. What do you think about these subliminal shots from Devin Bush Jr., former Wolverine?
Absolutely. Hail to the victors. And I acknowledge when I have blind spots. So I need to ask you like one or two follow-up questions.
Dog, what,
before
you know
I
the
spit
rules?
My game.
You know the rules? No. What, you think I read the whole article? I didn't even read the tweet.
No. It's not. It's something that you're going to be able to answer because it's about tech. You'll be able to answer this.
I got you.
You set up a whole podcast network. You can answer this question. Shout to Grantland. What is the overtone of TikTok? So I'm a 48-year-old man. My oldest is about... So hold on. Let me get this right. He said,
but your brain just broke. Everyone listening to this, just listen to Jalen Rose's brain stop for 2 seconds.
Right. So no, because I started thinking about back to all of the like devices and like social media things that I use. Right. So I remember MySpace. I was on that. I used to update my albums and do stuff on there and whatever. And all of the pages that have come since then. Right. But for me, I felt like I'm too old for TikTok.
Yeah.
I saw, and this is my question to you. My introduction really to TikTok was basically seeing teenagers do dances to songs.
That's a lot of it. It started out sort of like as a music-based thing where you could kind of like sing along and you would kind of like sing along to a song that you like, and it was sort of music-based. But then it's what they allow you to do on TikTok, which is they have an advantage of, which other social media platforms are trying to catch up with, is they really do edited clips well. Like, when you look at Instagram, you don't see a lot of, like, edits. You know, you just see clips. And what they do is their platform allows you to sort of make edits, which can make much more dynamic posts. Their videos are also very, very short. And it's a lot of dances. Like, it's just a lot of dances. But one thing this whole generation has learned is, like, when you dance, you should move your feet. Like, they look like referees when they do these dances. You know what I mean? Like, they're just doing, like, arm movements. It's like, right. you should move your feet when you dance. I feel like everybody that's under 20 and under 20 or born in the 21st century doesn't dance with their feet. And I feel like every wedding is just going to be, like, people sitting down in chairs doing arm dances.
But, so, with that being said, I agree with Devin Bush.
Really?
I do.
I feel like
until I join TikTok, until somebody pay me to join TikTok.
we've been doing this show for 10 years, and in that 10 years, Instagram has exploded in popularity, and you were speaking in a microphone. I'm not on Instagram. I'm not going to join Instagram. I'm not a photographer. Remember that, Jalen Rose? And now you over here talking about, I'm going to go IG live like 4 times over the weekend and show people my toes. Like, that's happened over like 5 years. You know, so you'll probably be on TikTok.
I'll be on TikTok, I'm sure, soon. But
some point.
Here's the whole point, though. I don't believe an NFL player should be doing TikTok dances on any logo, especially opponent's logo, right before football games. That's my opinion. There are also people's opinions that Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid shouldn't take a knee before football games. That's their opinion. Like, I just feel different about it, Jacoby. I think that that's personal. Like to me, like that's before that's away from the workplace as a teammate. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and here's why. Because nothing that you do should force other people to ask me about why you're doing it. Now you become a distraction to me. You see what I'm saying?
Well, another thing is, this isn't a baseball season where there's 182 games. Like, you get to play once a week. You get 17 shots at it. And the mental preparation, you prepare for 7 days. Like, I feel like in that moment, in the hour before the game, you shouldn't be worried about TikTok. You should probably be worried about your opponent. You should probably be worried about what routes you have to run, what play calls there are. You should probably be building chemistry with your quarterback. But you know what? I play exactly zero games in the NFL, but that's probably where my head would be at. Jalen, we have the Don't Get Fired topic of the day. First of all, your entire IG lives are Don't Get Fired topic. Don't ask any follow-ups on this one because it'll probably get us fired.
Okay.
I got the headline from the New York Post. Shout out to Renaissance Man every Thursday on the New York Post. Man breaks penis during sex. It buckled during sex, and he broke his penis. Your thoughts? That just really broke Jalen's brain. Well, that just really broke Jalen's brain.
So a couple of things. You know how when we were watching the couple get married in Buffalo, and I said it was a boss move that the bride jumped on the table. Mm-hmm. You felt like it was a soft move because the table seemed to be partially cracked already.
Yeah, it was like a perforated table.
Right? So it was like they were hedging the bet.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing, if we're casting what's considered blame here, he either knew that he had faulty material before he went into the encounter.
He said faulty material.
Or, you know what I'm saying, he didn't deserve the juices and the berries that he was enjoying.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm starting a new podcast called Faulty Material. Those words really get me for some reason. He said he knew he had faulty material going into the encounter.
He did. You know what I'm saying? He lives with that instrument 24 hours a day, 365 days.
Well, you know, she kind of proud. Like, if she's talking to a homegirl, she'll be like, I broke this man.
I was going next. she's you notice, I didn't even mention her yet. You know, so many times we see those ride it, my opponent type videos and people twerking and the hip motions and the gyrations. And the bounce. Just imagine when you're at your favorite adult entertainment spot and somebody just 10 foot high on the pole and they just slide down and then boom into a split on the floor and it sounds like a car accident. He got a chance to experience that in her mind and she broke a man. Like, that's a championship ring. You know, like, I interview Wood Harris on Renaissance Man. Make sure y'all check it out each Thursday. Allie loved the episode this week. And I talked to him like you and I were talking to a couple of guests about things that they accomplished were championship rings. Mm-hmm. And I know you don't like follow-up questions, but you'll like this lot. What type of movies do I like?
Movies that feature people that look like you and gangster movies.
Correct. And in those movies, I've grown to learn that they're usually a comedian in the movie or an artist in the movie. But as I look deep into the Jalen discography of movies that he's watched at least 50 times, you know what I realized?
What's up?
Wood Harris got 5 championship rings. Demetrius, the producer to our show, Reg the Ledge, everybody listen up. for those who don't realize some of the movies he's been in. Wood Harris was in Above the Rim with Tupac Shakur. That's a classic championship ring. You know what else he was in? Paid in Full. Classic. Shout to Cam'ron. Championship ring.
Jalen.
You know what else he was in? Remember the Titans with Denzel.
Jalen.
Championship ring.
Jalen.
You know what else he was in?
Off topic.
No, these are the only movies that I watch. I'm going to go back to what you.
Darrell Revis. I got new information. I got new information.
I'm going to go back there. I got more championship rings. He was also in Creed with Michael B. Jordan. Championship rings. And his next two projects, Jacoby, are about Spencer Haywood and BMF. 10 Toes Down in Detroit. Like, I did my discography and realized of the 10 total movies that I've ever watched, he's in 9 of them.
Jalen, I have new information.
Uh-oh.
40-year-old man.
Okay. He's too old to be behaving like that.
And he's from the U.K., he made medical and sexual history after accidentally snapping his penis lengthwise during a disastrous session in the sack. Here's a quote.
Disastrous session, okay?
From the British Medical Journal, we present the first documented case of a vertical penile fracture sustained by a 40-year-old man during sexual intercourse. I don't know how to say this without getting us fired. He missed a target. That's what happened to him. And this is the first time ever in history. Oh no, this is bad. He's in trouble. MRI scans showed that the man's penis had a 3-centimeter long vertical tear.
Not a horizontal tear, a vertical tear. Hey fam, this case just got serious. This is no different than when I see somebody get hit in the family jewels and playing sports. Or I just saw a video on social where a grandfather was trying to do something with his grandson, and his grandson hit him in the package. Like, this story just got extremely serious. But I got to say something about this story. Does he know that he's not allowed to pick her up with that thing?
Jalen, I don't know this man. But I just want to say that just because we're going to stick to sports here, Reg the Ledge, our esteemed producer, sent us an update on this story because it's sports related. You know, we're ESPN, Entertainment Sports Programming Network. Dennis Rodman reveals he broke his penis 3 times during sex and his girlfriend thought that she killed him because of all the blood. Shout to Dennis Rodman, because if I break my penis 2 times during sex, I'm done having sex. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going back for a third time.
Hey, fam. This just became fatal. Because let me tell you the one thing I do not want to see in the bed. Blood.
Okay, we're going to move on. We're going to move on. Jalen, we had last night a versus battle. Not the hugest matchup, but I don't want to give these young men a shout. Keith Sweat and Bobby Brown went head-to-head the versus battle. I was watching the Eastern Conference Finals, obviously, so I didn't check this one. But don't sleep on the catalog of these two musicians.
Shout to the OGs. You knew I grew up clearly not only loving them as artists, but meeting them as people throughout our various, you know, entertainment exploits over the last 30 or so years. Keith Sweat, Make It Last Forever, first album, is such a classic. It's such a classic. And when I say, they may be young, but they're ready, I like to throw ones out there that I know the new era are going to consider it being the current artist that they heard through that song. And in this case, if I say it about Trey Young, people might be like, oh, that's Beyonce. But that's actually me giving a hat tip to Keith Sweat. And Bobby Brown, my prerogative, don't be cruel. He was like the male version of Janet Jackson when she went solo from the Jackson 5. So much so they even had the cool microphone. Remember they just put the little mic in front of their mouth? They were the first people to kind of do that. He was a bad boy of R&B.
When I was a kid, I didn't even know what the word prerogative meant until Bobby Brown. Like, I didn't even know the word prerogative. Mom, what's prerogative mean?
It's
I can do what I want to do. Demetrius wants to make it very clear that the Jackson 5 did not have Janet Jackson in it. Mr. Rose, we have a new update from Demetrius, which is something very special to you and people of our age. Jalen.
Shout out to Janet Jackson.
Don't get fired. There's a return of a cultural phenomenon that you took part in that disappeared. When you were about 20 years old, this was the event of the year every year. This was the most important cultural phenomenon of your life that disappeared for no good reason. And now it's back. It takes place every year in a city where you have a home. You drove there once from Michigan.
Atlanta. Peace up. A-Town down. You talking about Freaknik? What?
Freaknik is coming back. Demetrius has sent us an article. I have not had time to read it yet. It's from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Freaknik will return this fall with Adina Howard, Lil Scrappy, and many more. Jalen, what do you think about the return of Freaknik?
I used to be paying $2.99 to see that, I think the song Freaking You video from Adina Howard back in the day.
You paid $2.99?
Dog, let me tell you something. We went to the Nationals in Florida, Tallahassee. We drove on the bus. We won the Nationals that year. And I'll never forget turning on the TV and the jukebox was on and their videos was 99 cents. I'm like, oh, okay, got it. This is a different version of redlining. You know what I'm saying? Got it. In the hood, we paying $2.99 for the videos, but out here they paying 99 cents. But anyway, Freaknik is a phenomenon. And it's so very smart for Atlanta to bring it back for one reason and one reason alone. Tourist dollars.
Yeah. It just, well, here's, you know what? I never went to Freaknik, but you did. But one thing I believe is the spirit's going to be different because everyone's going to have their phones out. You know what I mean? When everyone's got their phones out, it's just kind of like, we're just doing it for the gram. You know, it's gonna be one of those type of events with everyone with their phones out. Where I feel like Freaknik was kind of one of those like old school Vegas things, like what happens at Freaknik stays at Freaknik.
So let me bring you guys behind the curtain about something. And Jacoby just touched on it, which is really important. There was once a time that things people did in the presence of other people actually stayed amongst those people.
Mm-hmm.
Let me repeat that. There was once a time that people did amongst people that actually stayed amongst the people that they did it with or in front of. Now, to Jacoby's point, there's nothing private.
Nope.
And I know y'all looking at y'all TikTok videos and thinking that y'all seeing some dance. Let me tell y'all something. Pre-internet, pre-social media, that was real twerking. Okay, trust me. When you knew that your mother and your father wasn't going to see the video, and you knew your uncle wasn't going to be disappointed, and you knew your kids wasn't going to have to talk about it when they get to school because their classmates was like, man, I saw the video of your dad and your mom dancing and getting it in. It was a beautiful time, a beautiful space. And how about this? During Freaknik in 1992, something historic happened in my life. Historic. I was the guest at the Taj Mahal.
The
I got a chance to go to Magic City. I got a chance. You know how, like, in Beat Street, when Ramo saw a white train that he knew that he wanted to make sure that he was going to go tag it up, and he was, like, enamored when he saw it. He was like, a white one. You remember? He was just like, you know, like, oh, my God, blank canvas. And Jacoby, from the first time I went to the adult entertainment spot on Livernois and Tireman, and I told you this story, and I had breast milk shot at me. Shot at me.
Hold
in
on.
A rainbow.
We got to talk about some sports.
In a rainbow. From that experience, as a young lad, to being able to enter the gates of the Taj Mahal Magic City. Shout to Earthquake and Mark Curry. I got a picture of them and us there. But obviously, I ain't showing the picture to nobody because I wasn't 21. When does the statute of limitations end? You know what I'm saying?
Apparently, it's over. I'm gonna change the topic. We're going to go sports, Jalen Rose. We're going to go sports.
Okay.
So Demetrius sent us another story, and this is disrespectful because after the Sixers lost, everyone's just slandering Ben Simmons left and right. Like, he's not the second defensive player of the year runner-up. Like, he's not a multi-time all-star. Like, he didn't make an all-NBA team. I got to tell you, people forget that Ben Simmons absolutely gets it done. And here's an offer that the 76ers reportedly got for Ben Simmons. The Pacers offered Malcolm Brogdon in a first-round pick for Ben Simmons. I love Malcolm Brogdon's game. You know, I love two-way players. But, dog, Malcolm Brogdon in a first-round pick for Ben Simmons? For Ben Simmons? What? What are we talking about?
Well, they're just not going to be able to do it. That's all.
That's not happening.
They're just not going to be able to do it. And the one thing, however, if you're Indiana and you're able to pair Ben Simmons with Sabonis and Turner up front, that's going to be strong and physical and versatile. Remember, Sabonis, you look down at that box score, he'd be getting some high triple doubles. Mm-hmm. Don't sleep. Mm-hmm. You look down, he'd have some 25, 15, and 13. And Miles Turner contesting, blocking everything that come in there. And he also shoot threes. So both of those guys spread the floor in different ways for now Ben Simmons to be a driver. And you know who their coach is? Rick Carlisle.
If anyone can unlock Ben Simmons, it'll be Rick Carlisle.
Correct. So if they can put those three guys together, you got to keep one or the other, though. I need to keep LeVert or Brogdon before it's a go.
I think people forgot about LeVert.
I got to keep one of them.
People forgot about LeVert.
I got to keep one of them.
People forgot about Dinwiddie on the Nets, too. Like, they missed Dinwiddie the entire year.
I got you somebody else that people forgot about. The MVP of the bubble. TJ Warren. And shout out to my brother James Jones, because people like me laughed when they let TJ Warren go for cash considerations. He saw the brighter vision and didn't give him that salary and added Chris Paul and added Jay Crowder to go with Devin Booker, Mikal Bridges, and DeAndre Ayton and Cam Jordan and Cam Payne. And Indiana also has him. Now, I'm not sure if he's a free agent or whatever, but he's also in play for that team. So, to me, if you could keep two or three of those guys, TJ Warren, Caris LeVert, and or Malcolm Brogdon, we could try to make a deal happen. Because I like Ben Simmons next to Sabonis in the Eastern Conference. I like that a lot.
That segment was brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done, like Ben Simmons. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 support and access to product experts. Call Grainger. Go to Grainger.com/Jacoby or just stop by one of the many Grainger locations. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is hearing from the people. If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. Again, 985-80-JALEN. We'd love to hear from you. Some of the best content we've ever done in the last decade is because of you, our listeners, calling in. We'll put you on the show just like this.
Yo, shout out Rest of Ledge. We give the people what they want. This is Mr. White Jersey calling in from when I got my drink done about me. But today I have a question about, I got invited to, and my life's not that exciting, no. But I found out about this, like, mansion party that people throw. And, you know, you see these on Instagram. Somebody gets an Airbnb in a mansion, and they just charge tickets. Everybody gets crazy, whatever. So, what do I wear to this pool party? I'm not really, I look like Jacoby, but I'm not trying to swim in a bun. You know, I don't want to, like, change clothes. I don't want to have a towel. But, like, do I wear swim trunks to, like, look like I'm at a pool party? And here's the real thing that I'm worried about is my feet. I have a wart on my foot. It's not big, it's not nasty, but I got a couple dots on my foot. Like, I don't even want people seeing my bottom of my feet. And so I know Jalen's feet are pretty nasty. So Jalen, what do you do when you're at a pool party plus some of my 100 amount of people that you don't know? All right. Do I lock socks with shoes and just take it by the side of the pool? Like, am I doing some sandal action? I don't know. Peace and love. And once again, shout out Reg.
My man got invited to a mansion pool party. Doesn't know what to wear. Worried about the wart on his feet. First of all, I had, for the first time, I got pretty feet. I don't know if you know this, Jalen. I have pristine, pretty feet. My feet are not messed up. I did not play in the NBA. My feet look good. But I had my first corn on my foot last year. And I had to get the juice. You get this stuff. Here's my advice for you about the wart on your foot. Whatever's in this bottle, it is like straight up acid. Like, it could burn through a table. I mean, you put it on your foot, yo, it is like, it starts bubbling. Stuff starts happening. You're like, yo, is this safe? But eventually that corn kind of falls off and pops off. So get that, number one. Number two, you got to wear shorts.
Great advice.
And I think I think the key isn't necessarily whether you wear swim shorts or shorts. I think you got to have like a tank top. You know what I mean? You got to have a tank top because that feels like a pool party to me. I think you should wear swim trunks because there's some fly swim trunks out there and you never know. You don't want to be in a position which you meet somebody new and they want to go in the pool, but you're not prepared to go in the pool because, you know, men will do anything under the right persuasion. So you have to be prepared for everything. So I would wear swim trunks and I would bring some closed-toe shoes. I would wear like no socks and like low top chucks or something like that. That kind of feel like you just, with unlace, you can kind of slip them on and off because I don't think you want to have your nasty wart out. That's my advice. What do you have for Mr. White? I believe his name is.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate the support. Hope you have a great 4th of July. That's terrific advice you gave him for the actual wart. But let me defend corns for a second. I've had 8 of them on my toes for as long as I remember. I never thought about getting them removed or some of the stuff you just described because it just wasn't available to me. Like, I didn't go to the dentist until I got to the NBA. So like that wasn't even an option. You know, getting larger shoes wasn't even an option. That's why I had the corns in the first place. Because I was outgrowing my shoes and trying to hoop in them. With that being said, first off, go to the pool party and have a good time. But here's where it starts. As you think about your outfit, don't show up empty-handed. See, Jacoby talked about men doing something under proper persuasion. Your enjoyment to the pool party at the mansion starts with not only your outfit, but what you're bringing. And here's why you always want to bring something. Number one, you don't want to look like a taker. Most people are just going to show up, eat, 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 and not give, give, give. But number two, you always want to have what you like on deck.
good point.
So, like, whatever your favorite wine is, whatever your favorite beer is, whatever your favorite cooler is, whatever your favorite alcohol is, bring two bottles. Whatever your favorite champagne is, bring two bottles. You donate one, and you keep one. Now, as it relates to your look, you got to be all-purpose, dog. You got to be flexible. The shorts got to be able to stand by the grill and have a conversation or sit at the picnic table or jump in a pool. Same with the shirt, same with any glasses or hat. Have a good time. Wear you some slides with socks. Big boy style. How about that if you choose to? Either way, have a good time and keep us posted.
Enjoy your 4th of July weekend, everybody. We will be back on Monday. Why is that, Jonathan?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done.